Hi, and good evening to everybody. This is the Ask Sue show. Hope everybody's all okay. And I've just realised that I haven't even opened up the chat. It's been one of them days, to say the least, today, and I hope that you're all okay. Tonight, I am going to be doing a show about quite a few things, but tonight is going to be one of my personal nights when I want to talk about the Ask Sue show, about where we're going with it, what's happening, and continuous, really. So first of all, with no further ado, I want to read out a statement that has come from the Ask Sue family. The decision to part company with the Worldwide Canine Crusade Administration was a mutual agreement by both parties. The Ask Sue show was given challenges that could not be achieved at the time. Because of personal obligation, the outcome of this decision has prompted public behaviour that is not acceptable or necessary and seems to take away and disrupt the focus of our causes. This has and will cause a detrimental effect of all the achievements that Ask Sue show has and can and will accomplish. We, the Ask Sue Show family, made a decision that the host of the Ask Sue Show's time would best be served on the air with her continuous work rescuing, rehoming homeless and helping animals and caring for her family because of the suggestions of the Ask Sue Show listeners time and time again. It was decided to set up a chip-in so that the host of the Ask Sue Show did not have to limit her time and efforts for the animals because of a 9-to-5 job. We, the Ask Sue Show family, would like to personally thank each and every listener, member, cross-poster, and voice for the animals. Sincerely, the Ask Sue Show family. You know when you have one of those days? I've had one of those today. I have worked tirelessly hard to try and achieve the goals that we're all trying to achieve. At the end of the day, I am one person. I've never hidden who I'm about. I've never hidden what I'm about and don't intend to change for anybody or anything. How can I put this? I am worried about what people think because I'm naturally that sort of person. But on the other side, I've grown a respect by the fact that I'm truthful. I try to treat people with the respect that they deserve. I try and help loads of different people. And I can only do that with certain things in place. The reality check of this is that I am partner to Bill. I'm a mum of 4 children. I have 3 dogs. I have about 16 cats that I've rescued. I've rescued rabbits and all sorts. With all of those things that I am doing, and the time that I am putting into this at the moment, which let me tell you now, some nights I haven't even gone to bed because we've been setting up different pages or we've had something that we need to rescue or whatever it may be. I've had to make the decision of either I literally just cancel the show, or I literally decide to put my full-time efforts in, I literally give up the show and go and get a job and all that, or I give this my all. I've spoken to the ones that I call my Ask Sue family. They know who they are. They are people that are true. They are people that are sincere. They are people that care. They are people that are willing to put time and effort into what they believe. They share posts every single day. They write emails to the governments, and they make a difference. And I want to head that campaign with the Ask Sue show. I want to be the voice where the media is not talking, where everybody has said to me that the media isn't saying anything. I've done various different shows about various different things, and I tell you what, I will never, ever, ever change for anybody. You can nick my friends. You can slate me behind my back. You can put comments on Facebook about me because of the fact you know that you're blocked. You can take the mick out of the show. You can do all of that. But the one thing you will never, ever be is me. Anybody that's listening into the show that is a guest, sorry, but you will have to sign into Blog Talk Radio tonight because I'm not willing to take on trolls. I have literally put my heart into this, and I've seen the pictures of the animals. And after all, do you know, of all of what's happened today, I would just like to say the people that have literally missed out the most are the animals. I haven't been able to share links. I've been able to show the pictures of the dogs in boiling water. I've been able to show you the ones of the dogs that have been abused, and you know, the ones that half died, the ones that need rehoming from the kennels, because people think it's too much easier to slate me. I would like to say that I set up that chip-in after months, and I mean months, of people saying to me, set in a chip-in suit. You can't be affording to do this all by yourself. And all I would like you to do is, if you want to chip in, you can. If you don't, I understand. I could have put in that chip-in that I was doing it for this, that, and the other, and I could have made any such tale up as some house, but I didn't. I was honest. I was truthful. I told you what it was for. The people of the Ask Sue Show family, the ones that I've rung up in America, Germany, and all over the world, the ones that I've rung up, I've actually told them and spoken to them. They've rung me as well and asked me, why don't I? If I can't, if I'm struggling a bit, you know, because I've got my children to look after, then to do a chip in so they can help. They want to keep the show going. For those that are slating me behind the scenes because I've blocked you, and of course this is now proven to be of a good reason, at the end of the day, the reason you are blocked is because of what you have proven over the last few days. I would like to say and announce that after tonight's show, this is the end of it. Worldwide Canine Crusade will be their own, okay? That is their choice, what they do about their things. If anybody sees a post about them that they're slating me or they're running me down or anything else, good luck to them. I'm not interested. I'm not into party games. I'm not into child little playground games. I don't want to know. I've got bigger fish to fry. I have got more people to get in touch with. I've got more phone calls to do. I have got more kennels to be saving. I have got loads of different things that I want to be doing. And the last thing I want to be doing is looking at silly, childish banter. I'm sorry, I've got a grown-up job to do, and that is to be saving these animals. It is to get in touch with these governments about these dogs that are getting abused every single day. I haven't got the time, I haven't got the effort, and I certainly wouldn't want to waste any more of my effort with this load of rubbish that's going on. If anybody does not agree with what I do on the Ask Sue Show, reality check. One, delete yourself from the group. Two, don't listen to the show. Nobody's actually forcing you to listen. Three, if you don't agree with the chip-in, don't look at it. Don't chip in and delete me. If you've listened to the show over these last few months, you will see how much time and effort and what I have achieved. And that goes with the Ask Sue family as well. All of us have done so much behind the scenes, and we're working as a team. If you're not part of the team, or if you're to do with them, I'm sorry. Please just delete yourselves off the Ask Sue Show. For those people that aren't involved but agree with what I'm doing, you're welcome to stay in the group. But anybody that I find that is associated with them, that is slating me behind my back, will be deleted. but it's what I see. I don't want anybody telling me what they're saying, because at the end of the day, I don't need such negativity to be repeated. Don't need it. I want positive thoughts. I want positivity. And also, I also know that there is time of change around at this time with everything that's going on in the world, and I've seen it because I'm awake. But a lot of people in this world that are too negative to see and open up their eyes and see what's going on will not keep up with the movement. But I am moving forward with the rest of the world that's actually woken up to it. All I can say to people is, please stay with me if you are true. If you want to save the animals. If the picture of that dog being put in boiling hot water hits your heart like a brick, stay with me. The people that have seen these cats that have been put in microwaves and you've cried over their pictures because you can't believe that humans could do such a thing, stay with me. If you have seen children that have been abused, if you're sick of seeing these paedophiles walking our streets with nothing on them to protect us or our children, you can stay with me. If you think the governments are literally taking the mickey out of a lot of us and you're sick to death of it, if you've been literally taken for granted by the government and you're sick of nobody standing up for what we believe in or our rights or anything else, you're welcome to stay with me. If you are here because you want to slate me, if you are here to run down what all of the Asu family has done, and there are so many people out there that have done so much. I have got people on here at the moment that have worked with me through the night, okay? I've had Tammy and Max that have literally worked through the night with me to set up a page, and it's called Global Animal Advocate. This is not any ordinary page. This is going to be the hub of the whole lot that we're doing, of all what we're doing with the animal cruelty. But there's bigger things that are going to be coming up with this. Then we've got Howard Epstein, who, of course, does the events, the Go Green and Go Blue events. We've had Philippa McKee that has joined us on the show. We have had so many people, of decent people, have come onto the show and have done so much that I am not willing for anybody to ruin it. And I know the Asu family is not either. We've had people slating other pages, other groups. People with hundreds and thousands of people on there. They've worked so hard and put hours and hours in to make a difference. And people like them think that they can talk over people, that they can slate people or anything. Well, let me tell you, all my stuff that I've got on my walls is all truth. Can you stay the same? No, I don't think so. At the end of the day, there were things that I took with me from there that were secret. And I never said a word about it because I didn't want to ruin the thoughts that we had when I was with them, because it was for the dogs. I could have told everybody on the whole of Facebook exactly what you were doing, and I said nothing. I'm not just Sue Davis. I'm not just Ask Sue. I'm not just a mum. I'm not just a person with a massive heart who wants to make changes. I'm a friend to a lot of people. I've spoken to people that have lost their children. I've spoken to people that have had their dogs abused. I've spoken to people that have had their dogs taken away from them for BSL. I've spoken to people that have lost part of their family or whatever in hurricanes and all sorts, and I've tried to help. And every single one of them people I've spoken to, I have always kept their confidentiality with me. I don't have to repeat what I said. And I never even did that with those people. Even though they slated me to the hills, I have not repeated anything that they have said. I haven't repeated anything that was confidential within that group that has still got slated. The reason I got pushed from there because I had an email to say to me that I was no longer welcome there. But then I also had I decided that I wanted to literally step away from there at that time, and I announced it on the radio. Again, I still never run them down. I just said I had not got the time for what they wanted me to do. I am willing to take, I'm sorry, if there's anybody that's trying to get in and they are guests, please sign into Blog Talk Radio because I'm not going to be having guests in on the chat tonight. I'm sorry. Also, the ones that I can see that are not as usual ones that are willing to stand by me, again, same thing applies. For the other side of that coin, if you are listening and you're responsible to this slander, then carry on because all of these things have been photoshopped and are being reported because I'm going to be taking it further for slander because it was nothing to do with you and I'm not willing to take it anymore. I'm sorry if there's any guest signing into Blog Talk Radio, not signing into Blog Talk Radio, please go and sign in because I cannot accept you into the chat tonight due to the trolls and people that are out at the minute. So with no further ado, I want to go to the phone lines because I think there is somebody that I want to get on here, and I think it's my Howard. Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
I've had better days, to tell you the truth. I'm pretty disgusted myself today, and I'm going to be very blunt. As people should be very ashamed of themselves, and I want to start off by saying that I have worked. Well, first of all, I want to start off by saying the whole Esu family, you guys are family, and I truly learned a lot from you, from Tammy, from Max, from everybody. I'm going to make this very clear. I have worked very, very hard to do the events, hours and hours like you have on your show. I'm not going to mention names, but I have the respect of many, many important people who truly love animals. If anyone dare comes into any of my events and slates you or any of my friends, you are gone, and trust me, I will tell people who are involved. It's very, very sad. You have nothing to say, then keep your mouth shut. Don't you dare come into any of my events and say anything. This is about Patrick, about Lennox, about all the animals. Shame, shame on anyone who does that. And I'm pretty disgusted, too. Sue has worked hard. And you know something? Like Sue said, this is a free world. You want to set up a chicken? That's a person's choice. You don't want, then don't go around saying stuff that's not true. That's just shameful to me. You know, I've been up most of the night. I'm sick today about this. This is horrible. The jealousy, the vindictiveness, it's terrible. I have never in my 56 years on this earth seen such terrible, hideous behavior. Okay? You don't want to come to my event, then stay out of it. I didn't invite you. You get an invitation from someone, then decline it. I work very hard like Sue has and everyone else. So, you know, Sue, I'm just not going to go into it, but that's how I feel. And I am behind you. You know that 100%. But this is a very, very shameful day for the animals due to certain individuals. And that's, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm done.
And also, let's face it, one of some of these comments, I need to let people know that we're actually hot on one of Howard's events that were the Go Green and Go Blue events for the people that have lost their homes, their animals. It was the hurricane event. And at the end of the day, that event has helped so many people, and just low lives like that was slating me in there instead of passing that event round so we could help hundreds of people that at the moment have got no homes. They've lost everything. Some of them have even lost family members and everything like that. And I cannot believe that you literally went on there and decided to do that on Howard's event. That was just totally, totally, totally unacceptable.
And you know something, too, and I mean this from my heart, to anyone who's slating, if Patrick could speak, he would say, shame on you. This is about all the angels, okay? So you don't want to come to my event, then don't. I have never, ever gone on Facebook and badmouthed anyone. I try to be the gentleman that I am because my mother brought me up. I try to be nice to people, but you know something? The games are over. The games are over. This is just shameful, and it's got to end today.
It does end today, Howard. After tonight's show, anybody that wants to slate me is fine. They can get on with it because we are moving upwards. I am not playing these games no more. There is every single page that I have got is going to be sorted. Anybody that's got any connections with him are going to be deleted. One person that slates me, they are out of my groups. I don't want to hear about what they're saying or anything else. If it's on their page, it just shows themselves. But if it's on your events or my groups or Tammy's or anybody's or anybody that's to do with the Asu family, they're off, banned, and they will be taken off every single one of our Ask Sue family group. And when I say Ask Sue family, I'm talking Howard, I'm talking Tammy's, I'm talking mine, I'm talking anybody that's thing. Because at the end of the day, we have worked so, so hard, and I am not going to jeopardize anybody's groups or anybody's work for for anything, because this is the end of it. As of tonight,
right.
I am done with it. I have finished totally with it all because I have had enough. When at the end of the day, they have made me lose valuable time that I want to be saving dogs, cats, children and everything else, and I'm wasting my time with low lives like that. I haven't got the time. I just have not got the time.
Right.
They took time off my children and everything else just for the patheticness of it. And do you know what's even funny, Howard? I must just make this point, that when I've actually blocked some of them, there was a couple of groups that I hadn't took them off. And do you know what? Because of the fact that they realised there was two groups that I hadn't deleted them off, they actually went and put their things on there. So I would just like to say, if I'm so crap at what I'm doing, why would you actually want to be on there? Because at the end of the day, it would really be a waste of time. See, it's such a crap show and there'd be no use.
Well, you know something, I'm done with the childish behavior. We're all out there to do our thing. And these people who are doing this, I'm just not mentioning any names. Shame on them. And as I said, I won't mention names, but I have some people out there that are behind me on the event, and they're very important people and work very hard. So you know something? You don't want to come to my event, but you ever go ahead and do that, I got snapshots, I got everything. So shame. Anyway, I got to get back to work, Sue, but I will talk to you later, my friend.
Yeah, but Howard, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for all of your help and your support. And it's lovely having you as part of the ASU family. And onwards and upwards, my love.
That's it. It's an honor to be here. But people need to grow up and behave, because this is the most childish behavior I've seen since I'm 4 years old. The jealousy, the animosity, it's just horrible. You know something? You don't like someone? Fine. Just ignore them. I'm going to get started. But you know something? Don't try to ruin my events. Rather, our events. Shameful. Just shameful. We've all worked very hard, and it's a good thing. It's helped a lot of people. So I'm on to a new day when I wake up tomorrow morning, and that's it.
Yep. Fresh new start
as
of tomorrow.
That's it. I'll talk to you later, honey.
All right, then. Cheers, Howard. Thanks very much, love. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Just to let everybody know that if you are on the phone lines and you are waiting, firstly, I'm not doing a psychic show tonight. I have got a few issues to do with the Ask Sue show that I'm having to deal with, sorting out all the rubbish and the crap, and a fresh new start. The other thing is, if you are wanting to talk to me, please do me an inbox on Facebook to say what you are wanting to ring in. And if you would like to, or if you want to private message me on the chat, tell me what you want to speak to me about, and I will let you in on the show. I will not be letting anybody else on, because I know that there will be trolls listening in, and I am not willing to take it. Exactly. Do you know what, Janine? You're absolutely right. Her words are, this is typical rescue behavior, unfortunately, the reason I left some of the groups. Right, where are we going here? If there's anybody who wants to give me a message or let me know, that's fine. And I will not be taking any normal calls in the studio unless, of course, you give me an inbox on the chat or you Facebook inbox me. Also, that's fine. I shall sort that out too. Right, let's also just tell you very quickly as well about our new group that are set up, that the ASU family has all got together. I'm telling you, it is literally a family-based thing. Global Animal Advocate, okay? This is an amazing page, which I'm absolute chuffed to bits to be part of. It is growing paces. We have been speaking to quite a few people in the background of things. We've been working very, very hard. And also, I need to just say to people that are guests in the chat room, I am sorry, but will you sign into Blog Talk Radio, because I will not be having guests in the chat tonight due to trolls that are literally around. So you will be deleted out of the chat room. Thank you. So if anybody's calling into Blog Talk Radio to talk to me, please let me know whereabouts you are and what you're actually wanting to speak to me about. And then we'll bring you in onto the show. And I think that's quite funny, the fact that my whole phone line has just cleared. Oh, my Lord. You do have to wonder, don't you? Just to let people know that I'm sorry, Angelic, I'm sorry, I won't be doing readings tonight, but we will sort it out, maybe even do a show on Saturday to make up for tonight's show. I do apologise, but I have to sort out the Ask Sue show tonight, and hope that everybody's okay. Whew, what a day in life. Right, so if anybody wants to call in, if you are wanting to tell me how much you've enjoyed with the Ask Sue show, if there's, you know, maybe that you would like to tell us about the Global Animal Advocate, by all means, give me an email at asksueshow@gmail.com, or you can give us a call in, 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694, or you can call in from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. Right. Wherever. Rat heebie jeebie, breathe, Sue. Do you know what? After today, you should be surprised that I'm breathing at all. It's just been absolute crazy. Even down to knocking the laptop plug out and it went off and everything. Everything that could go wrong has. But it's been good. It's good to have a good sort out, isn't it? You can't beat a good spring clean. Although, you know, we're in nearly winter. But, you know, there you go. That's the way it goes, isn't it? Angelic, please add us on the Ask Sue show if you haven't already, and then by all means I will add you in there, and then we'll give you an update of when the next psychic reading show will be. Right, let me just see if there's any inboxes. Let me just see actually if I'm missing anybody there. Oh, that's okay. Everybody that should be here is. Although, guest 5286, if you'd like to sign into Blog Talk Radio, we are not having any guests in the chat room tonight. Please log into Blog Talk Radio. It does just take 2 minutes. Thank you. Just seeing if we've got anybody else that wants to come in. So, let's, I think, time for a little breather. Time to have a little bit of a relaxation. And I want to play... let's play one of my little favourites for a start. Let's play... Hold on a minute. I'm going to... One of the songs that Max always says that suits me down to the ground, and he loves playing on the Ask Sue show. So this is for Tammy and for Max and for everybody that's helped me with the Ask Sue show, and, of course, for the whole Ask Sue family. Be back in a few minutes. Come to me. Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue show, where we have all the fun, the laughter, and of course, the rants. Just got to tell you about something really funny to make you laugh. We were having a bit of a fun time, myself and Tammy and Max, and we actually realised that we wanted to do a bit of a rant page. So they did it, didn't they? They set up, well, Max set up Ask Sue Rant Pants. Oh my goodness, you've never heard such laughs in all of your life. Honest to goodness, it was so funny. It was like, you know, we have all this seriousness about the dogs and the cats and the babies and everything else. And it's good just to let your hair down sometimes and have a laugh. So what we're doing is, obviously, Sue is, and Ask Sue is known for her rant. So why thought, why not? So what we've done is we have literally sorted it so that we can go on there and we can rant about anything and everything. And, oh, my goodness, it's so much fun. So I want to, I'm sure Tammy will put the link on if I ask her very nicely, Ask Sue Rant Pants. And what it is, we want everybody who would like a rant to literally get your pair of pants, okay? Come along to the Ask Sue Rant Pants page and join in and put your pants on there and put your rant with it. And every week, we will be going on there and choosing the best Ask Sue rant. But actually, it won't be Ask Sue's, it'll be your rant. But you know what I mean. So, put some funny pants on. And to be fair, we've got some funny ones already. Now, nobody is allowed to take the mickey out of my pants that are on there, the big ones. Chosen by Max, I may have, to say the least. No comment. But I'd like to thank everybody who's already joined. It has been absolutely funny, and I have loved it very, very much. So loads of fun, to say the least. Right, let me just have a look what else. What else we've got? Oh, we've got quite a few different groups. So if you join the Ask Sue Show group, we've got all the links to all the other groups as well in there, and you can obviously join too. I'm not quite sure why Tammy said underpants. Right then. Unless you, oh, we did have some fun though, honestly. Choosing pants, which ones we wanted to put to certain people. Because what we were doing at one point, people that were joining, we were choosing what sort of pants that they should have. And we'd send them a picture or tag them in it and everything. Oh, so much fun. And that's what it's all about. But then obviously we've got the very serious and very professional Global Animal Advocates page, which we are very, very proud of. It's been absolutely fantastic. We've had a great response. Posts are getting shared, left, right and centre. Loads of people talking about it. We've got different sections in there. We've got the American Rescues, got United Kingdom Rescues, so we've separated it all. So that looks really good. We've got a memorial page for if you've lost a dog and you'd like us to remember it each time or whatever, that's fine too. We've got an album there where we can literally put your pictures of all your fun time with your animals, whether it's you're sitting with them or it's they've got a hat on or whatever it may be, that's fine too. And then we've got the Go Green, Go Blue events with Howard. Obviously, we've got all the different events in there, so that's brilliant too. We've got the, oh, I'm chuffed a bit to say this, Global Christmas Tree, the Global Animal Advocate Christmas Tree. And it is absolutely fantastic, to say the least. Oh, you should see it. And what we want you to do is we want you to send in some little ornaments that you'd like us to put on there. And then we will, after so many days, we'll collect them all, and then we will put them onto the Christmas tree. And hopefully by Christmas, we will have a full page of different ornaments to go on there. So that's, I'm absolutely chuffed a bit to that too. So all free. You can go on there and join, and literally maybe you'd like to put a little picture of your dog on there, or you know. But we are going to try and limit it down to one thing per person, because as you can imagine, as this page grows, we're going to run out of tree, unless I get a couple of three trees, or it could be a forest. So please, you know, if anybody'd like to go and support that, and we've got the memory album too. So we've got loads of different things. It's just absolutely fantastic. There's loads more to go on there yet as well. We are working I say day and night, and literally we are. And I say, yawning my head off again. At the end of the day, it's going to make a difference. We are getting out there. We have been on the phone. We've been emailing different places, and people are joining in from all different sorts. Also, we want different people, different advocate pages and all sorts as well, all to join in, because we are as one. This is not just one group. We want this to be many groups that do different things. So maybe we, for instance, we've got people that have got missing dogs or missing cats or whatever. So we're going to have them as part of it. And, you know, there may be shelters that want to be advertised and go on there and everything. You know, obviously in exchange, we'll expect you to share the Global Animal Advocates page so we can get everybody all in one umbrella. Do you know what I mean? We're sharing to all these groups, but it'd be good to get everything all in one group, one page, so people can look, ordinary folk can look at them, and Elston is there. I do apologise for yawning, but I'm absolutely exhausted, to say the least. Right, we've got a caller on the line. I think I recognise that that's our Debs. Hi, Debs, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Sue?
I'm better now that I've been breathing, and better to be chilled out and thinking, right, onwards and upwards.
I tell you what, they are disgusting. Disgusting.
Understatement.
Fucking bang out of order. You've left them. Do you know what I mean? You don't. You've done nothing to them. Jealousy,
yeah.
Sue. Just jealousy. Pure
yep.
Jealousy.
But the thing
what
is, I just think. Sorry, Deb. Go on.
I was just about to say, what goes around comes around.
Yeah. Definitely. But the thing is, it's like we've lost valuable time for the last few, you know, from today. Literally, there's loads of things that we're doing behind the scenes, and we're just wasting time with just patheticness. And that's why I've got to draw a line after tonight. I literally gave up tonight's show literally to sort all this out, you know, and just to let people know that we're very much coming to the forefront of different things that we've got coming and, you know, on. And the support has been fantastic, but we've just got these odd few that want to make this war, if you like, that I'm not willing to participate in.
No, don't blame you. Don't blame you. Just shows they're not very busy, though, doesn't it?
Something like that. So,
Sorry. They've just got cheek. You have to pay £1 to join their group.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Bloody hell. Mm. Cheeky.
Just mad. Absolute mad. So, yes, I must admit, I've just put the heat in. My feet are freezing. So, what do you think of all this with the Animal Advocate page? We've done well, haven't we, with all of it, all joining forces
yes,
and everything
yes.
else. Definitely going to go a long way.
When you were talking about it, it was, I didn't visualise it like that.
Yeah.
I didn't see it like that, to be honest. But I put a picture on your Christmas tree.
Oh, have you done one already, have you?
Yeah. Charlie in a grotto.
Oh, I love it. Absolute love it. Oh, fantastic.
It is good.
Oh,
it is
dear.
Good.
I've got, let me have a look. I'm just going to go and see how many we've actually got. We've got quite a few likes on the page. It's doing well. It's quite funny that they've been advertising it for us by sharing the chip-in that obviously I've got. And the Global Animal Advocate logo was on it. So, obviously, the sharing of that actually helped us. So, maybe I should be thanking them.
Cool. But why shouldn't you have a chip in? You've got all them rescue cats.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, there's loads of... The thing is, the reality check is this. If I don't try and get some sponsorship or whatever it may be to back up with what I'm doing, at the end of the day, you know, Debs, I'm on here from 9 o'clock in the morning till probably 2 o'clock the following morning.
I'm a rest.
And it just doesn't stop. The phone never stops ringing. There's emails and everything else to go through. And it's just got to the choice where I've literally got to work out if I can afford to keep doing this or I go and get a job. Now, obviously, something's going to end up giving if I can't do all these things. Even though, to be fair, the ASU family is growing, and if anybody's got anything that they'd be able to help with, please, by all means, you know, join in with us and let us know what you can do.
But you just can't do it, so you can't do it on your own. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a full-time job plus.
Yeah.
It's 24 hours a day. Well, it was the other night.
I must admit, I never even went back to bed.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, my God.
I actually stayed up. Literally, it was lying on Saturday morning. I literally stayed right up until I went to bed, which would be, time to go to bed, about 11 o'clock, I think, 11, 12 o'clock on Sunday night.
Bloody hell. God.
Absolutely crazy, but all good, though.
Did you do
all
your spiritual centre as well?
Yeah, that spiritual centre I do as well. Do various other things as well behind the scenes that isn't even to do with the global, animal advocate or all of this. Do you know what I mean? I've got lots of things that I do as well. So
yeah.
Just crazy. And then I want to go up to my local rescue centre soon as well to see how they're getting on and, you know, how full they are and get some photos. Like, we've been asking people to take photos of their the dogs that are in the sanctuaries and the rescue centres all over the world, and to be able to literally get their face out there as well. You know, the more the merrier. If we can get them out there to be seen, then there's more chance of them being rehomed. Somebody might just like that particular type of dog, or it might be the way it's looking, or, you know, but if we don't get the pictures on Facebook, they don't stand a chance, really.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, you look, and the kids, that takes, like, 3/4 hour in the morning, doesn't it, to take them to school? Because,
exactly.
Sue lives in the middle of nowhere. Literally. It is the middle of nowhere. It's middle of nowhere.
Well, it's 5 miles to the closest town.
It's about 7 miles to the nearest house.
It just seems like it when you've come from somewhere busy.
Oh, it's mad. So, like,
yeah.
Them lot is about your chipping. They can bloody bugger off because, like, I don't know if I should say anything. I tried to set one up a couple of months ago and Sue wouldn't let me because she said no. So, you all can go away.
The thing is, I have tried to put it off because I didn't want to do it, but, you know, reality has set in, and people, the whole of the Asu family were saying to me, you've got to do it, Sue, you can't do this for nothing, and, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just
too
absolutely
right.
Crazy, to say the least.
Too right.
To say the least. So, anyway, I know, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to get a drink in a minute, I can feel my throat's tickling like mad. So, let me see, I'm just going to say thank you to Tam, who's putting all these links on there, bless her. They're literally, I think by the end of the night, all of the groups will be on there.
They're doing really well, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Sorry, I'm just nicking a drink. Just tell people something.
The groups are doing really well. No, Sue deserves this chipping. She's got rescue cats. And, oh, the little babies are gorgeous. They're like, they're just little balls of fluff and... Like, again, bless her. And, like, a lot of people do chippings and they're false, and it's like, it's not fair. Sue's genuine, and she gets that from them.
Mm.
It's cool.
Exactly. And the other thing, the other reality of this is, you know, I've actually, my show has actually been promoting other people's chippings who have ended up with thousands and thousands in there because we've been promoting it and it's gone worldwide. You know, we promoted it on
yeah.
the show for them. And so the reality of this is that me, I'm trying to sort the show out. I'm doing all these pages and everything else. Then I'm promoting other people for free and then they're getting money for whatever they want. Well,
yeah.
You know, I can't afford to pay all out of my, and I'm going to say my children's money, because if I'm spending it on everything else, then obviously I'm taking the food off my kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know,
right.
And the other thing is we want to put it towards advertising. We want to do it, you know, we've got different advertising venues that we've had people have actually emailed us from all over the world saying, do you want to advertise with us and everything else? And I just think, you know, at the end of the day, yes, we can do all that, and we've got various different offers people have put forward to us, but we can't do it if we haven't got the money there.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, and no offence, your phone bill must be massive the way you talk. No, I didn't mean that horrible.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You know, obviously we've got the internet, we've got the home phone, we've got the mobile phone. And, you know, I grant everybody has got the same, okay? We've all got to pay for it, I know that. But mine is literally on all the time for the groups, for the pages. I'm on the phone to America. I'm speaking to people about advertising and everything else. And, you know, it does get so much.
Yeah.
You know? And the other side of the coin is, I just want to put is, of my chipping, I could have put anything on there, but I didn't. I told the truth. And that's what I'm all about. It was literally, I wanted to tell people exactly how it was. I wanted to tell people exactly what, I've always been truthful on here. I've even done, you know, like the times when I've done a show about myself, what I've been about and everything. I've done nothing but tell the truth every single time. And just for Ratty BGB, did I tell you if you say the word rant, that's at least 20 quid for each person that says rant on chat? So, Tammy, you already owe 20, and Ratty BGB, you owe 60, so you really are in trouble now. But with a name like that, I'll knock you off 20 quid, okay? I am actually joking before anybody's listening and thinks I'm being serious. It's just a joke. So the thing is, the other side of it is, Debs, you know what I'm like. I've said to you for ages I didn't want to chip in, but now that it's going, I am not going to be saying to everybody every single minute of every single day, oh, can you please put some money in the chip in? I'm not going to have it like other people that literally every fourth line on the chat is, please donate to our chip in. Such and such did this, that and the other.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. The choice is up to everybody in the show. If you enjoy the show and it's just as fun as going to the pictures, even if you put the same amount as when you go to the pictures, or you just put a couple of dollars in as a little chip in, and that's what it's all about. Do you know what I mean? But I'm not forcing anybody about it, okay? It is totally, totally up to everybody. But at the end of the day, I've put what I put in my chip in, and it is up to everybody if they want to donate or not. So that's absolutely fine. I've just got to say a big hello to Nikita. I think, Nikita. She's in Telford in Shropshire, and I know she's come in for the psychic show. I'm sorry, Nikita, I'm not doing the show tonight, love. It's typical, isn't it? The one night you're all in, and I'm not doing it. Just typical. But everybody, I must have said it probably because she's saying it again, but it's still the same. Anyway, it's not the Nikita that I know. I thought it was a Nikita that I know. But apparently, no, it's Nikita who lives in Eastbourne. Oh, my goodness, that's miles and miles away. Anyway, hi there, love. Hope you're okay. I'm sorry if I spelled it wrong. I said it wrong, sorry.
All good fun. You do free readings all the time.
Sorry?
Your psychic shows, you do free readings all the time.
Everyone has charges. Well, that's going to change as well soon. I think it will end up being that I'm literally will be putting like a small donation on it or something, because these free readings, it's all the time, and I do good readings. I don't do literally 5 minutes and then cut you off. You know, they're usually on probably half an hour each, most of them, or 20 minutes each. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, this is the thing. Everybody wants everything for nothing, but I can't afford to do it all for nothing. If I had the money and I won the lottery, do you know what I mean? Then, yes, it'd be a different kettle of fish, but not at the moment. Not when you've got four kids and you've got all the animals and everything else to pay for. It's just too much.
What animals, Sue? For dogs, for cats, for rabbits, for chickens?
So,
yes, the dogs, cats, rabbits,
just
and
wanted
chickens.
To say to Fresh Pies that has put in the chat, what happened before when she was angry? Nobody's going to be answering you in the chat room. If you want to listen to the show, it is recorded, and you can go back to the beginning of the show and listen to the show. So, Joyce, nobody's going to be saying in the chat what the story is. You are welcome to listen to the whole show, and you will hear about it there. That is your choice. Anyway, sorry, Deb.
Fair play.
Fair play.
But the thing is, it's literally going to be from now on, if we hear on the grapevine that anything's going off, we'll just ask them to share the link of this show, because that's what it's all about. We're just going to share the link of the show, and they can hear the story, and then that's the end of it. I just don't want to hear about it anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
So right, let me just check, make sure, see if there's anything I'm missing. Nope, we're okay. If anybody else wants to call in, it's 347-327-9694, or call from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. Do you know, I've got such a sore throat. It must have been all my talking today, I'm sure of it.
Not ranting.
Maybe just a little. I know Tammy's going to say totally different to that in a minute, but it was just a little.
But so, one thing I will say, your readings, they're so deep. Like, I've had readings before, and what you told me, I couldn't believe it. Like, nobody knew those things. Nobody on this earth, apart from me and the funeral director, and that was it. And that was just amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. To Nakota, I'm not sure how you say your name. Wow, too much anger going on, energy not right. The energy's fine now. Absolutely everything is out in the open. I'm very much a spiritual person, and everybody will tell you that I actually run a spiritual centre. I do a lot of work behind the scenes, you know, and I'm always promoting the psychic world. I usually do readings, but I'm not doing it tonight. And everybody knows that there's usually loads and loads of love on the Ask Sue show, with laughter and fun, and this is what it's all about. So this is what we're going to be doing for the rest of the show, and saying a few different pieces from different people that want to call in. So if you want to give us a call in, 347-327-9694, or you can call in from the UK, 001-347-327-9694.
Right, on that note then, Sue, I'll live and leave you.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much for calling in, Debs.
Oh, no, thank you for having me, and I'm sorry.
Don't be daft. I'll catch up with you soon.
Yes, yeah, speak to you soon. Bye, darling.
Okay,
bye.
Then, catch you later.
Bye.
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 Right, thank you very much to everybody. I hope everybody's all okay. Right, let me see what's going on here. Just like to say to the guest 5639, if you'd like to sign into Blog Talk Radio, and then you'll be able to come back on and you will be able to call in. Okay, let me just delete that one. Right, the lady on the phone, let me respond. No, the one lady that's just gone off is I thought that was quite funny too, Rat EBGB. Quite funny, that. Right, firstly, the lady that's just gone off, she's from Daventry, that's Debs, and I'm from Shropshire, so is that okay, if that catches up with where you're going, Amanda? Hope you're okay, Amanda, nice to see you in the chat. it's quite funny, isn't it? I do love it. So, if anybody wants to give us a call in, sorry, I just had a brain block then, I think. It's 347-327-9694, or you can call in from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. Oh, goodness me, and look who we've got on the phone now. This is when I'm going to have my ears hammered. Hiya, Tammy, how you doing?
Hi, Sue. How are you? How are you in the chat room? And welcome to all the listeners in the chat room.
How are you doing?
I'm doing better now. My dirty laundry is washed and posted on my page, and anybody that needs to go and read the beginning of the show, it is posted on my page. I did post the link to my page in a note for you to read. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, and if you'd like to put that on the Ask Sue show as well, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, great. I sure will. Now,
so at least,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Firstly, I just want to say to everybody, at the end of the day, Tammy has been, and don't get all nervous now, Tammy, because I'm praising you, because I know you don't like it, but it's tough.
No.
I just want to tell everybody that this lady deserves a medal for everything that she does. She does so many groups, helps so many people, and makes a difference to so many people that you wouldn't even believe. She gets from the first time she wakes up right through. Even her dog's not very well at the moment. She's running here, there, and everywhere for everybody. And I just totally respect this lady 100%. She has helped me so much today with all the palaver, to say the least. And just, there is not many of these sort of ladies about. And this lady is welcome on the show any day she wants. She's just absolute fantastic. And Tammy, will you please, you know, tell everybody after you've, I'm sure you want to rant first, but tell everybody about your chip in that you're doing, about your dog that's, you know, we need to help you with that because obviously it's hard. So we'll talk about that as well. So obviously you've rung in for a rant, I can tell, so I will shut up for a minute.
I don't want to say it, I might owe money. No, I'm not going to rant because, you know, bottom line for me is we are all animal advocates. We all need to do our part. We all need to be united by the cause. We can agree to disagree. We cannot like a person, but respect all animal advocates. You need to be their voice. Of the voiceless animals, we need to get change, and that's what we do, and that's what we are, and we don't need to be slighting, slandering, and picking on each other. How can we get anything done, and how can we gain respect from our officials if we're acting like this on pages and Facebook and in shows, on Blog Talk Radio, or even in our everyday life? So let me just say, please, please, stop. Put your energy in the right place for the animals. That's all I can make a plea to each and every one of you. Thanks. There you go.
I couldn't. That was quite good, really.
Thank
Bless you.
You. Now, let's get down to business. I would like to get down to business. I live in Chicago, Illinois. I know everyone's heard this 1,000 times. I had a German Shepherd purebred dog that was seized by breed profiling in 1980. I had nowhere to go. I didn't know what to do. So my next choice was to fight for a mandatory spay and neutering, which we do have at all shelters in the Chicagoland area. I'm pretty sure the whole state of Illinois, but don't quote me on that. Because of Facebook and the internet, we have gained a very, very priceless tool to help save and a lot of animals, placing them at homes, not just dogs, not just pit bulls, not just German Shepherds, kittens, cats, rabbits, birds, reptiles. It's a broad, the spectrum is broad now. But I would like to get down to business because I knew a very special lady. Her name was Catherine Hedges. She actually rescued animals. I've known her for approximately 5 years from cross-posting on Facebook. Never met her personally, but I've had a lot of chats with her in PM. She has saved a lot of animals. She lost her life to cancer. I believe it was September of 2011. Her name was Catherine Hedges, and she was also the founder of Don't Bully My Breed. I have a personal friend that was going to do a promotion and raise funds for Don't Bully My Breed because she was asked by a lot of wonderful animal advocates to do this for Catherine. Sadly passed away before the event could be held. So my friend that runs Chicago Party Animals offered her services to do Catherine Hedges' memorial service. And her boyfriend did the service and her family was there. His name is Curtis Cleary. Curtis Cleary was Catherine Hedges' partner and boyfriend, however you want to look at it. Depends on what country you live in. And he took over all her rescued animals, which were very many, different breeds and different species. He since September 2011 has been, there were rumors not long after Catherine's passing that Curtis Cleary was under investigation. So now it has been posted. I will post the Examiner page in the chat room that he has been arrested for severe animal cruelty. Please, I'm asking every one of you animal advocates, go to this page that I'm going to post the link right now and call those numbers. All we want you to do is be professional, please, but ask that he be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law of animal cruelty. There are numbers posted if you read down. Catherine Hedges was a wonderful, wonderful person. She did rescue many, many animals that were on the death list, you know, on their last days, and what he has done to them is just a travesty. It's terrible. And I ask, please, I am appealing to you, animal advocates, go read this article, call the numbers, be professional, please, and ask that Curtis Cleary prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and also that he not be able to retain any animals. He had a girlfriend. If you read the article, it will tell you how he was. Rumors were he was under investigation for a few months after Catherine's death, and now because he pulled a gun on his girlfriend and the police were called to the home, he was exposed. So I just want to get that out there. And we were going to do a show. I had appealed to have to do a show about the whole situation, but because of time restraints and let's just say having to do our cleanup, and it was put on the back burner. So I just wanted to get that out there. And please, please, animal advocates, read this article and call and make sure that please professionally let them know you want him prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law in her memory and also for your fellow animal advocates. Thank you.
Bless her. She's made such a good speaker, doesn't she? Bless her. I just want to say to everybody, this is the thing. We want to bring loads of different things onto the show. There's loads of different umbrellas that are opening within this very big umbrella of the Ask Sue show, and it is growing every single day. And obviously, with this, the sign of the time is with the Global Animal Advocate. This is where it has actually gone worldwide, and it's literally gone massive. So, you know, with the help of Tammy and Max and Debs and Bill and everybody that's been helping behind the scenes as well, this is where the umbrella is going to get bigger, you know, and I'm looking forward to the future. It's going to be good.
Yes, and this is a very close to my heart because I've known Catherine through Facebook, through PMing, and she doesn't live too far from Chicago. She lives in the Chicagoland area, and she did buy a farm. God rest her soul. She was a wonderful animal advocate, and she succumbed to her cancer very quickly. And I just want, in her memory, I'm sure she's really crying tears of what was taking place at that home after her passing. So I ask that you please do this.
Yes, exactly. I just want to repeat, any guests that are signing into the chat tonight, please sign into Blog Talk Radio so we can keep you in there. We are looking after the people that are in there tonight. We obviously do not want any trolls. So if you'd like to sign into Blog Talk Radio, it literally does just take a couple of minutes, so please do. So thank you very much. Tammy, have you got any other updates that we need to be sharing?
I would like to say to all the rescuers and the wonderful, wonderful care that our Hope Waukegan, Waukegan is also a suburb of the Ask Sue show. Hope did pass away. Hope was a stray that was found wandering around, and she did receive. She lived a horrible life. Her body showed the scars of what she had to endure. As we believe, you know, no one really knows their story. but we believe she was owned by a breeder, and she passed away, lost our hope. They did try surgery, and the diagnosis was cancer. Sunday, she got really, she wasn't doing well after her first surgery, and they took her to the vet on Monday morning, and she did pass away under anesthesia, so she wasn't in any pain when she passed, praise the Lord, but her body and her showed the scars of her life, and she was a wonderful, wonderful dog. One of the Ask Sue Show family members did visit her. I didn't get a chance to visit her because I was working on other things here, advocate-related issues, and I also get food baskets for people that are shut-ins here in the Chicagoland area, and I was working on getting that done, and I just can't say enough about our whole Waukegan. I'm looking for her page. I have her Go Green. We had a Go Green and Blue event for her. I will post that in the chat room. But I want to say that she received very wonderful care and love from her caretakers before her death. So she did know human love before she passed. I can't think of, John, I know you had announced on the show yesterday with Howard Coho that applications are being taken for John the dog. He's out of the New Jersey area. And also, please visit the Go Green and Blue event for Superstorm Sandy that Howard created, because there's a lot of animals posted on there. There's a dog I posted today that the owner was killed during the storm, and it's on the, I don't know what we say, death row. Please visit the page, and I'll get the link for you. And go check out these animals. If you can open your home, open your heart, open your wallet, whatever. Cross-posting does save lives. We at the Absu family have stepped up, and we don't, you know, everybody does everything in their own time. Cross-posting saves lives, and every little bit helps the animals, even awareness. I will go get the link for you, Sue, and post it in your chat room for the Worldwide Go Green and Blue event. Thanks.
Excellent. And I just want to also say, for those of you who haven't seen on Facebook, I want to send my love and my deepest sympathy to Pebbles, who was on the show just the other day. And she had the terrible news the other night that her sister, oh, well, actually, just, I think it was. I'm sure this cold's setting in now. But just wanted to send my deepest sympathy, because she did let us know that her sister had passed away. And I know that she's very upset and everything, and we're going to miss her because she's going to be having a few days off at least, or if not a few weeks. And so I'd like to send my best to them, obviously to the family as well. And Pebbles, we had an excellent time in the show the other night, and we enjoyed having your company. So looking forward to having you back on here very, very soon.
Yes, I would like to also send my deepest condolences from the Asu family, from my personal family, for her and her loved ones on the passing of her sister. It was she was taken from us very quickly, and I just want to say we love you, Pebbles, and just terrible. You know, life happens. That's why we need to be united and stop all the arguing, the slating, the mean thoughts. You know, life is too short. We only have so long, and let's do it for good.
Exactly. Right, let me just go into here. If anybody wants to add anything in, by all means, message us in the chat room, and we will see if we can help in any way. If there's any links you'd like us to give a shout out about, please share it in the chat room as well. That would be absolutely fantastic. Is there any other updates as well, Tommy?
Let me also say that we don't mind sharing chip-ins. The Ask Sue Show group shares chip-ins all the time. We support people. In, you know, you can only do so much, and if you're taking away time from a job, or, you know, we need to supply funds for you to be able to do your work, and that's all. We do share others' chip-ins. We do share other groups. We are united. The Ask Sue Show has always been united, and we just want to get that out there, that we are not against anybody.
Right. You know, the one thing I like is the faithfulness of our listeners, and the people in the chat room are the ones that do make a difference. They share the links for us and everything. And I've just got to say to Ras Heebie-Jeebie, who said, it was put in the chat room, share your chip in, please.
Well,
who am I to argue?
We will be sharing it, so don't worry.
So, listen, at the end of the day, I just want to repeat to everybody, this chip in is not what I wanted, isn't what I wanted to do, but it's got to be done. The other side of it is, it's not going to be forced down your throat through every third line of the chat room. It will be put on there now and again. It is everybody's choice. Read what I have said that it's for, and, you know, and it is totally up to each individual whether or not you want to be. Also, guests, please sign into Blog Talk Radio. We are not having any more guests in the chat room, literally because we need you to sign into Blog Talk Radio. It does just take a couple of minutes. So if everybody would please just sign into Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. God, I feel like I'm on a rant about that tonight. It's good to see so many new listeners in tonight. Obviously, you know, we're obviously spreading the word quite far and wide, to say the least.
Yes, it is. And I always try to say hi to everyone. I apologize if I miss anybody.
If everybody in the chat room wants to say a quick hello and tell us about yourselves, and if you're with a group in particular, you know, or whereabouts in the world are you from? It's good to see how far we are actually there. Just to let everybody know that Deb's has put the chip in into the room as well, so if anybody would like to, it is there for you.
Give her a little credit there. Thanks, Deb. So I just went to get it, and you are right on spot tonight. Thank you.
Definitely. Right, so a quick shout out from everybody. Let us know whereabouts you are in the world, and let's see how far we're actually spreading the show tonight. Obviously, so we can say a big hello to everybody. So, a little patience is from the Midwest United States. So, hi to a little patience. Of course, our lovely Tammy is from Chicago. Anybody else? Oh, obviously, before Bill starts typing, Bill is in Shropshire and he's next to me. And I'm from Shropshire in the UK also. Have you all gone quiet? Not very often the chat room goes quiet, is it, to say the least? And if guest 5945 would like to sign into Blog Talk Radio, and then you'll be able to be part of the show. Let me just find you again. Let me just... Yes, so Ras Heebie-Jeebie is from Pottersbury in Northants. So I've got to say it again. Ras Heebie-Jeebie. She spoke to Rafi today, yes, and her real name's Rachel. I think she had a heart attack when our Sue was on the end of the phone, to be fair. It's so funny. I'm going to start getting to stage when I see a normal person. They say, what's your name? Oh, ask Sue. I'm going to have to change my name, my depol, at this rate.
Let me just say that Sue just gets a giggle out of the red heebie-jeebie.
it creases me every single time she puts it on there. Oh dear. So right, is there any other updates we need to be putting forward?
You really pretty much took care of all the updates on Monday and yesterday.
Yes, we did quite this good show that actually, wasn't it?
Yes, it was very great show.
Right.
Let's just say that, hey Sue, how would you like to announce your daily schedule on the Ask Sue show. Tell us what day and what is your focus on that day for your Blog Talk Radio show, Ask Sue show.
Sorry, do you mean tell everybody what I do from morning till night?
No. Oh, my goodness, we'll be here.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you properly, to be honest. Sorry.
We would be here for 10 hours if Sue had to tell you what she did from morning to night. Just give a rundown, like Monday's show is about Tuesday's show and your co-host.
Okay. Well, on Mondays, it's quite funny because I like to keep a couple of days where we actually have it, because sometimes during the week I can have an email or a phone call or whatever, and people want to literally come on and they want to talk about something in particular that's happening at that time. So if I go and book up all the days of the week, then if we've got an emergency story that we need to get out there, we need to have a free day, or at least two free days anyway. So we have Monday and Friday that's usually free. Then we've got the Monday, start again. We've got the Tuesday that we obviously have the Howard Show, which is literally where we literally talk about everything and anything. It's about the hurricane. It's about dogs in particular, stories, BSL, OSL. So a bit of an all sorts with that, but mainly about the dogs, the situations around us, how we're trying to change things, and also sharing of the groups and everything that we do. And then Wednesday, we usually have psychic night, but tonight we've cancelled the psychic night and we'll be doing that another night. And that's where I do readings, offer guidance to people, and I've offered, you know, I've helped quite a few people through that show. You know, it can even be, and that can even be after the show, I can be messaging people and helping them out or offering them guidance and everything, you know, so that's quite good. And then on a Thursday, we usually have the Philippa show, which is the Don't Bug Me show. And again, that's bringing up-to-date stories from badgers to where we have jokes and fun and laughter. But also, we're going to be doing another show in the week, which I've got to sort out the shows again. But we'll be doing another show, and that will literally be trying to bring quite a few different groups in as well. Because we have got the missing group as well that the Ask Sue show is part of. I set it up quite a while ago, and I've got the lovely Fiona who literally keeps that group up to date all the time. She's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And she's got a lot of other groups as well that she does. So it means that the Ask Sue show is actually getting bigger and bigger every single day. So it's been absolutely fantastic.
Yes, I want to say a big thank you to Fiona. She runs that page wonderfully. She does a great job. Also, I'm sorry, Sue.
Go on, carry on, love.
Janine just posted where she's from. Why don't you read that?
Is it a big long name?
No. Yes.
I was expecting something like a Welsh name or something. Saying I can't even mention it. Right, it's in Torrington, which is CT. What's the CT stand for? In
Connecticut.
There we go. In the USA. Hi, Janine. How are you doing? Hope you're okay. Sorry, I've just gone over to Facebook. I just wanted to get the missing group and copy that into there as well. So everybody can go and see the lovely Fiona, who literally does update that so well. Everything is up to date. I can tell you now, you know, she updates every single day. So, and this is the thing, there is a lot of missing people out there at the moment, to say the least. You know what I mean? And it's the same really as the dogs, isn't it? Nobody wants to add to groups until they actually need them. And then how many people do you want to add to then? Why not do it before an event happens?
Yes, I agree totally.
It's a bit like having a smoke alarm, taking the batteries out, having a fire, and then putting the batteries in.
Right.
Pointless.
Let me say that when a child is missing, a teenager is missing, a senior person is missing, or even any person is missing, time is of the essence.
Yes.
Time is of the essence to save them and find them safe.
Exactly. I just want to say, you know, on the missing, I've got to just say, well done to Jan Forever Lennox Callison, who I've just seen is adding to the group. So I'll add you in now. Well done. Thank you for that. Fiona is... Fiona Forgetnot Campbell, and she's absolutely fantastic. At the moment, we've got Jude Dean, I don't know if I said that right, Thompson. She's 14 years old. She went missing from Birmingham on the 5th of November. Please help share the link to help us find her. We have got a missing Leeds man, Wayne Morgan. He was missing from the 13th of November. I'll just name a few. We could be here all night otherwise. We've also got a 59-year-old man who went missing from Ireland. So please, you know, there's all, loads of different links all over. There is a guy missing from Avon and Somerset. And there's all pictures of these people as well. There's Bradford. Let me just go a bit further down. Glamorgan. Bournemouth. Inverness. You know, all these different places. And to be fair, most of these, I think, are the UK. I think this is mainly the UK. But, you know, we do get ones that are from abroad as well. But, you know, and the thing is, she's got other ones that are bigger groups as well. So what I'll do is I'll get her to do a file on there so all the rest of her groups are on there as well. So that's fantastic.
Now, let me jump the gun a little bit on you, Sue. I would like to say that we are really hoping that everyone supports the ASU family and many, many advocates, animal advocates, child advocates. We will be expanding that page to include the missing after we get some things sorted out here. So I just wanted to give you a little sneak preview.
Let me just say that at the end of the day, I just want to say to Deb, you must have read my mind, and thank you very much indeed. And everybody, please could you just look in the chat room right now. At the bottom of the chat, there is a chip in that I'd like everybody, please, if you've enjoued the show tonight, you enjoyed the Ask Sue show, please just donate a small anything that's very welcome onto Tammy's chip in there, please. This lady works so hard for the Ask Sue show and for all of us, because I know everyone has got a link. Everybody's got a group and everything. She's adding things in. She's sharing dogs all the time. So let's just give her a little bit back and just please try and give her a little bit of a donation into there. I know she'll be very grateful.
And I'm going to get Sue for that.
Sorry?
I'm going to get you in depth for that later.
Well, do you know what? The thing with Tammy is, she hates it every time when I'm praising her or if I'm doing something for her. She really doesn't know how to accept it because not enough people do it. So there's a hint for everybody.
Let me say, I thank you very much. I do appreciate it. My little dog's been very sick. She's my grand puggle pup, and she has a little piece of my heart. So I appreciate it. Let me just say, I do appreciate it, though, even though I rant a little bit about it. I didn't want to say the word.
Don't be daft. You don't rant at all. You're absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
I would just like to say how that I did notice we just had a very, very quick visitor on the chat, and it's nice to see that they were interested in my rant and they've just popped in. Thank you very much indeed. You've just given me a very big full stop to the end of an era. And thank you very much for popping into the chat. And if anybody didn't see them pop in, yes, it was them. And thank you very much indeed to both of them, because it's a joint little act there. Thank you very much indeed.
Who was that?
Sorry.
I didn't see. Who was that?
I can't say, but let's just say I've told everybody what they've done and what they're all about, and they've just popped in. It was literally for about 2 seconds they come up on the chat and then went back off again. And I just think that's quite hilarious, to say the least.
Well, let me say thank you if you're listening. I missed it too, Rat.
Sorry, say it again?
I said Rat HeebieGB put in the chat room, missed that. I missed it too. And I'm here.
I don't miss a trick. Even though my eyes probably look like this, they belong to a Chinese man, you know. I can honestly say I can still see. Pam, do you know what? There's comments like that really do hit my heart, because I am somebody who's very much trying to do my bit, and Tammy, you know, saying thanks to her too, because you're right. But it's everybody that helps me with the show. It's everybody that listens to the show. It's everybody that's sharing the links. It's seeing, I tell you what, seeing them dogs in that boiling hot water. Things like that is what makes me just something else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just admire everybody that deals with all these different things. There's people worse off than all of us at the moment. And I just really want to say that I don't want to be doing rants like this tonight. It's not what it's all about. I want to be doing rants that are saving animals, and I have wasted enough time tonight talking about people who have got nothing better to do. And I'm not bothered if they're listening to the show or if they listen to it later. I can say, hand on heart, on my kids' lives, that everything I have said tonight, I have spoken the truth, and I will do nothing but literally help these dogs and animals and children and everything else. And if it, and I don't care what I have to do it. I am willing to stand up for all of them because I'm sick of it. I'm just seeing those dogs in that boiling hot water, and it just creased me. I just didn't know where to put myself, but it didn't make me cry. It just made me stand up even further. Do you know what I mean? So
yes.
A massive, massive thank you to everybody that's been supporting me really all day, because it's been one of them days today. But I am going to be sorting myself out tonight, have a good old deleting session, have a good old Facebook tidy up, because obviously it's a few that I've let in, and it'll be way to go tomorrow. So look out, everybody.
Yeah.
So, yes, definitely support to Mark Shirley, who's still trying to get Buster home. Let's hope and pray that it is soon, and obviously so that Buster can meet his little sister, as they would say, as all of us are animal lovers, we all talk like that, because obviously Mark had little baby Summer, hopefully they're all settling in down and beautiful. So thank you for reminding me about that, Tommy.
Mark Shirley has worked very hard. Buster is an, I think he turned 12, Mark said, and he was seized by BSL, and Mark has done everything humanly possible, and he is said and said over and over again, he will bring Buster home. So he's working on a few of their issues that they've put on him, a few restrictions, so working up to get certain coverage for Buster, and Buster taken care of. He had to be spayed, and you know they put certain restrictions on him, and I want to say it's a travesty what they've done to this guy. So we love you, Mark Shirley, and we love you, Buster, and we are keeping our thoughts and prayers with you, sending healing and love and light for everything you've been through.
Definitely. And, you know, there's so many times that we need to help so many people. And, you know, Mark said on the other show what how chuffed he was that the ASU show had literally gone on board, got on board with that story and the difference that we've done. Very quickly, guest 6164, please sign into Blog Talk Radio because we are not having guests in tonight. Pam's saying she's got to go and eat her dinner, that she will finish this thing later on. And she'd like to thank us both for doing a wonderful show. Pam, thank you very much for joining us. It's been lovely to have you on the show as well in the chat room. So hope you're okay and enjoy your dinner. Hope you're having something nice.
Yeah. Let me also say that I have a group. I believe it was one of the first groups that I founded right after we got the news of Lennox. And I would like to say that Mark Shirley did a very nice thing for me. He made me a list of things not to do when your dog is seized by BSL. Of course, Buster was seized, I believe, in the UK. I'm pretty sure about that. So I would like everyone to join up in the group and keep Buster in your thoughts and prayers. We have quite a few dogs. That group is all about BSL, breed profiling, and the Dangerous Dog Act, and fighting to make a change, and I do promote OSL, which was first founded by Sue of the Ask Sue Show, and it's OSL, which is owner-specific legislation, not BSL. So I did want to mention that and post my links to my group. It is a closed group. It's a working group, and I just want to let you know about that. Also works very closely with the ASCU show group and the ASCU family. Many of us are in the ASCU family. So thank you.
I'll tell you what. She remembers so many different things. I'm terrible. I forget half the things I'm supposed to be saying, and I'm trying to keep up with all of the groups. But we are going to be bringing some of the groups further under the umbrella. At the moment, we've got different groups everywhere, but we're trying to put them in a section that's going to fit in with the Global Animal Advocates. And this is where literally all of my hard work of all these different groups are actually going to be coming in and making an even bigger difference than what they already are. So if anybody wants to literally find out about all of the different links we've got, I will put them on the Ask Sue Show, Ask Sue Show, all of the different ones, because to say we've got a few would be the understatement of the year, and I really haven't got the time to type all that out again. So what I'll do is I'll just put it on top of the Ask Sue Show page, so please go and have a look. Then that's literally Ask Sue Show, and I'll put a link onto the chat as well.
And we'll thank you for that.
You won't, not when you've seen all the groups. And just for everybody, you know, the people that say to me, oh, you've got so many notifications, and it was quite funny. I had a friend come up to me, and she said to me, goodness me, you're busy at the moment, aren't you? She went, the notifications, my phone's driving me mad. And I said, well, you can turn the notifications off. Don't go unfriending me, will you? Just turn the notifications off. She went, I'm not doing that. And I said, why? She went, I'll miss out on all the gossip. I did laugh. I mean, oh, bless it. But I've literally, I have been sharing the dogs and everything. And there is one friend of mine who's actually been interested in one of the dogs. So hopefully she's going to be having a look at that soon as well. So hopefully we may have rehomed another dog through the Ask Sue Show. That'll be fantastic.
Wow. Good job, Sue.
Yes, yes. Right, let me just look if there's anything else. If there's anybody that would like to tell me a few different, if there's a story you want to share or anything, please do so. And just to remind everybody, we've also got the app. Ask Sue Rescues. This group is one of the groups that will be moving over to Global Animal Advocate as well, because we've already got, we've actually set up so that we're putting them into the different groups. So we've got like American, we've got the United Kingdom, we've got Russia, we've got Greece, we've got all the different groups. And obviously, if there's an area that I have forgotten, don't panic, because I will be putting more in as and when we find them. So, right. So, anybody in the chat room know if there's anything you can think that I've forgotten or you need to bring to my attention, by all means do so. The email as well is a little bit different to what Tammy put.
Oh, sorry about that. Typo queen here. I will.
Oh, I don't feel so bad anymore. AskSueShow@gmail.com. That's AskSueShow@gmail.com. Please go and have a look at that as well. Put an email in. Let us know about your groups that you're doing and everything else. And then, of course, we can share them on the Animal Advocate as well. The Global Animal. I can't even speak. I'm so tired. Global Animal Advocate. I have to think of a nickname for that, just so we save us saying it all.
GAA.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Right. Let me just see if there's any notifications or anything that I've missed that I need to share. I think we're all up to date with everything else. Can you think of any more, Tammy? I think we've done quite well, actually, really, haven't we?
Sue did go through pretty much of our the updates of our known animals. Trying to go through my mental list here, and let me just say that the Global Animal Advocates, led by the ASCU family, at this time. time, we will be adding others of all different. We'll be doing events and posting events of other activities also, not just for the animals. We will be doing things to support the Occupy movement, to support the Anonymous movement, and we also support Hey Mr. Government movement. They're all on Facebook. They can be found there. Or they can be found on the Global Animal Advocate page.
So what do people actually think in the chat room? Let's ask your opinions. What do you think of the new GAA? You know, it sounds quite better, doesn't it? Seems getting tongue-tied. If you've been onto the page, let us know what you think. Do you think there's anything that we've missed? Or do you think something, you know, we need to put anything, change anything round? Or, you know, what part of it that you, maybe there's a part that you'd like to look after? Maybe it's sharing American rescues, or it may be that you want to add into the United Kingdom. Because to be fair, we do need to get more rescues into the United Kingdom. We obviously cover quite a few in the America, but we need to get a few more in the United Kingdom as well. So if anybody'd like to join in with that, by all means, give us a shout. You can email me, asksueshow@gmail.com, and we'll see if we can get you on board with any of those. Let me just see if there's any updates. I'm just going to have a look. I can't see any more updates at the moment. Has everybody else been having the same problem over Facebook at the minute?
Yeah.
I know it's been so slow and, it's just been horrendous.
Let me say that through the grapevine, I did get a notice that Facebook is doing updates. You will notice some changes and slower internet connection.
Yes. And somebody had said to me that apparently in the UK this was, that apparently there's a new computer game out or something, and it could be that like everybody's gone onto that all at the same time. I mean, how true that is, I don't know about computer games, but, you know. We just had a little bit of a growl out of the chat room, and that was from Rat HeebieJeebie saying about Facebook. A little bit of a grrr there. Bless. Janine said that the page looks great. So, well done. Thanks, Janine, for that. Deb's has put really good. It just shows they are a little bit behind us in the chat, isn't it?
Yeah. And let me say we have 117 likes. Please share the animal, the Global Animal Advocate page. Please share in your group.
And the other thing is we are trying to... we've got the profile picture that we've got. If you have a look at my profile picture, you will see that it is of the Global Animal Advocate, and we are trying to spread the awareness by literally changing our profile pictures. So I'm chuffed to say there's quite a few people that have done it. I was looking around, and it's such bright colours. It's beautiful, so I'm well and truly chuffed about that. So well done to everybody that's already shared them. Where are we going here? Let me just send a link to that, and then everybody can have a look. What does everybody think of the new link? Hold on a minute. There we go. That's the new logo. Well, it's a bit of a long one, isn't it? To say it's filled up half the chat through just that.
That's okay.
But at least it's there. Hopefully it should work. Let me just click it to make sure. Yep, straight to it. So if you click on that, you'll go straight to the Global Animal Advocates page, and on there you'll see the profile that you can change. I'll tell you what, I can't stop yawning tonight. I'm trying to hide it, but I'm really, it's not happening. Janine said everything is freezing on me tonight. I know, I don't feel much warmer myself. I know that you weren't meaning that, but I thought it would just be funny. Right. Well, let me just have a quick look on the Global Animal Advocate, see what's going on there. Let's give you a bit of an update. Right, if you go on to the Global Animal Advocate, you will see, when you go on the right part of it, you'll see. Right, you start off on the normal page. That's when your internet's not messing about. Okay, and you go in, and you'll see it says Global Animal Advocate. You've got the photos, you've got the likes, you've got the events, you've got the videos, etc. So if you click on the photos, you can literally see that on the top right-hand side, you've got the albums. You click on the albums, and it's got all the different things. We've got the Rainbow Memorial. We've got the profile pictures, and that's anything you want to change profile to, so there'll be more going in there. We've got Rescued and Rehomed. So they're the ones that have got the new, you know, when they've been ill-treated, they've been rescued, and then what they look like when they go home. We've got the Go Green, Go Blue events. We've got Pet Gallery as well, the Global Pet Gallery. Please go and have a look in there. If you want to put your pictures of your pets, you know, you'd like to praise how beautiful they are, by all means put them in there. Then we've got another, the Jigsaw of the Hasu Show. I love that picture. We've got the Global Pet Search, which, again, is for cats, dogs, and anything that's missing animal-wise. You can put them in there, and that is literally worldwide. But depending on how many we get in there, we may be doing some separate ones like the American and different ones as well. We've also got the Animal Rescues, which is literally we've got America, we've got Greece, we've got Australia, we've got Spain, we've got Romania, you know, we've got all the different ones. So if anybody wants to go and just literally put the link in the comments, and then it'll keep all together. So thank you very much to everybody who's joined already.
Yes, let me say that. Let me just say that we are trying to make it easier. Cross-posting in your country, you go to the albums, click on the Urgent Global Rescues and Rehoming, and click on your flag and post that is used for cross-posting. And feel free to share your groups on the page, please. We are united with other animal advocates. We all have to stand together. United we stand, and divided we will fall. And we want to make a difference. We want to be the voice of the voiceless animals.
Definitely, definitely. And let's face it, you know, we're seeing the difference with everything that we're doing already. You know, we've got loads more shares. We've got, you know, the groups are starting to pull all together. It's been amazing to see it all unfold, really, in front of us.
Yes, it is. It's, the ASU show has really, with the aid of Facebook and other sites, we have a family.com page and that's up and coming, and there's other sites, friend sites that we use, MySpace and SodaHead.com and, of course, the Google Plus. So let me say we are very serious about being global and being united.
I'm just having a look to see if there's any more updates on the global page that I've missed out anywhere. Thank you very much to all the inboxes that I inbox messages that I've got from people saying keep on with the show and an excellent shipping, and they haven't got a problem with donating, and thanking me for the page that we set up, and it's amazing. I've got quite a few messages to reply back to when I get back on in just a few moments. It is amazing the support we've had, though, isn't it, Tammy?
Yes, it is. I also would like to give a little mention, because it's still fresh in our minds, Superstorm Sandy. I would like to mention Michelle Lynn. She's on Facebook. Wonderful animal advocate. She has done so much during this time on the East Coast of their disaster. I would like to mention the Sean Casey Rescue. Also, Jessie, who lost her life during the hurricane. She did help care for John the dog. The New Jersey SPCA and the CAF, I would like to mention. And I definitely want to mention John Rosa and Cody that run the Patrick Miracle page. That's for Howard. And what great work they do there. We also in Illinois have what's called the Patrick Pantry. I would like to put in a little plug for them. They work hand-in-hand with the Chicago Party Animals that have food drives for shelter pets, for senior pets, because senior pets need special diets. And I also would like to give a big plug in for the Young at Heart Senior Rescue, which is out of Palatine, Illinois. They rescue senior animals that are going to be put down, and they rehome them, and then they hold functions and events so that the pets can have their vet care and their special diets and special therapy, whatever they need, so that people would be encouraged to foster and adopt them. Thanks, Young at Heart Pet Rescue, Senior Pet Rescue.
Exactly. And it's amazing how many groups we've literally got joined together at the moment. It's been amazing.
Yes, it is.
I'm just trying to get onto the blog talk bit, and it's not working at the moment, so let me just see if I can go on there again a minute. Right, there we go. Yeah, we've got 11 minutes still to go, so if anybody wants to give us a call in, 347-327-9694, or you can call in from the UK, 001. I can't stop yawning. I do apologise. I am so tired. I can feel my eyes just want to go to sleep. 001-347-327-9694. Give us a call into the show, and we'll have a quick natter with you and let us know how things are going. And how you think, for the things you think we should put on the global page, or if there's something you want to mention, maybe we need to do something else, by all means, give us a shout. 347-327-9694. So thank you very much, everybody. Let me see if there's anything else coming up. If anybody is in the chat and you want to ask us a question or something you want to mention to us, please do so. It's nice to see all of the some of the family in there and all of the different ones that have been there from the start. So I'd like to thank everybody for that. And again, thank you very much for being boxes. I've got a few more as well. So thank you very much, everybody, for that.
Well, I would like to say something. I would like to say I want to give a big thank you for Sue Davies and her partner, Bill, and just say that she worked tirelessly. She does this wonderful blog talk radio show, the Ask Sue Show, and she does rescue. She does pick up animals. I remember she has a scar in her hand to prove she's trying to rescue a dog. I wasn't sure it wanted to be rescued. I remember that night. She does wonderful, amazing, awesome work. And she's coming down with a bit of a cold. We've put in a lot of hours in the past 3 days. I would like to thank Sean for all his input. And I just want to say, pass off to you.
Stop it. What's this, payback?
Yes, it is.
But do you know what the thing is? The difference is with me, then a lot of, I'm not saying all, but, people say to me about it and everything, and it's just because I love doing what I'm doing. Even though it tires me out and I can't stop yawning. But I just love doing it, and I am coming down with a cold. I can feel my throat is so sore at a minute. I'll be another cup of coffee soon, I'm sure. But, the Ask Sue Show, obviously, is the Ask Sue Show, but it's also the fact that everybody is there, right, stood behind me, and you've supported me a lot of the way, and it's been absolutely, I need to thank every single one of you for all of your support, do you know what I mean? And
that's
CBGB's just put a round of applause. Bless her. So, is there anything I've forgotten then?
I didn't make a list today, so I'm going by my mental list. I think it's pretty much covered.
Right, I'm just trying to see if there's anything. Well, we've got a few people that are liking the Global Animal Advocate. So for those of you who are sitting on the laptop listening to us talking and sharing your link, it's working, so keep going. Terrible, isn't it? It's all gone so quiet now. And the chat room, they're not even sharing me anything for me to read either. I think we've done the rant. We've caught up with everything, haven't we?
Yes, I think we're pretty much caught up for today.
Well, I know. Shall we have a little bit of music to end a bit of a very busy day and maybe have a little bit of a relax? What do you think?
Yes, I think that sounds great.
And we'll share a few of the links to the groups and everything that we've got and things that we're involved with, and we'll leave everybody just to chill out and, put your feet up, put the kettle on, and let's share a few links into the show chat, and then hopefully we can all start a fresh new day tomorrow and all come out of there smelling of roses. So thank you very much, Tommy, for joining us and sharing the links with us.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be your co-host.
Oh, excellent. Cheers. Thanks very much for joining us, Tommy.
Thank you, Sue. Thanks,
catch
everyone.
Up soon.
Thanks, everyone in the chat room, and a big thank you to all the listeners, too.
Okay, then, love. You look after yourself. Catch you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was the absolute lovely Tammy. Please, everybody, if Debs, you'll put the link back on, please, for her as well. That'd be absolutely fantastic. She really does need our help, even though she won't actually ask for it. And I'm going to be in trouble again for that. So quickly, please, a little donation, even if it's just $2 or anything, we'd be very, very grateful. Now, I want to do this song, and I'm going to dedicate this to everybody who is part of the Ask Sue family. And this is what you lot have been passing to me to make me keep this show going and for me to ignore everybody that has literally been giving me all of the grief that they have and to show them that I'm stronger than you think. Don't just take this person to be somebody that's going to be walked over, because this is enough now. This is where we are going to be moving forward, and this is where we share in the Ask Sue Show family the power of love. Good night, everybody.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight are rolling by like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender.